Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben Halpern of WRPI Troy, New York, and I'm here at Wolf Trap Farm Park outside of Reston, Virginia. And there's a bluegrass concert tonight, and it's featuring the Seldom Seen, whom you've heard a lot on the radio, at least on my show you have. And of course, and next is Bill Monroe with his Bluegrass Boys, and of course, that name says it all. Of course, Bill's the father of bluegrass. Well, right now, I'm going to be talking to some members of the Seldom Seen. And first, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Ben Eldridge. Ben's the banjo picker for the band. And I'll say he's a darn good one at that, one of the best I've heard. I've heard him perform before. And Ben, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Ben, thank you very much. It's nice to be here. It really is.
Okay. First off, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your musical background. How did you get started at playing bluegrass? How'd you get interested in it?
Oh, gee. Well, ever since I can remember, I've loved country music. It really wasn't something that I grew up with in my family. In fact, and as a matter of fact, my parents weren't very fond of it. But I have always loved it. And when I was about 9 years old, I talked my parents into getting me a guitar, which I learned how to play, and played a lot of Western songs and some country songs. And then in about 1954 or so, or maybe before that, I heard Earl Scruggs playing the Foggy Mountain Breakdown and just completely flipped out. So I somehow conned my dad into buying me a banjo. And, you know, through a lot of hard work and listening to taking 45 records and slowing them down to 33 and so on, I've managed to learn how to pick a little bit, and I've kind of been at it ever since.
That's great, because you've really developed into a fine banjo player. Have you had any professional experience before the Seldom Seen?
Well, yeah, I played with Cliff Waldron in the New Shades of Grass for a year before the Seldom Seen started. Actually, I took Bill Emerson's place when he left Cliff Waldron to join the Country Gentlemen. So that, I'd been actually playing about 12 years before that, but mostly just in my basement and for fun and so on, you know. But I had met Mike Aldridge, who is now a member of Seldom Seen, also John Starling in about 1963, and we would occasionally get together and jam in the basement and so on. But my professional experience really started in 1970.